come out of executive session.
I make a motion to come out of executive session.
I second.
I second. I have motion on the floor, Councilwoman Longley, second by Councilwoman Bailey. No discussion. Call for the question, please.
I'm not sure with that.
Councilman Trump?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harley?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Tishler?
Yes.
Thank you. Without any vote coming out of executive, I'd like to ask if there are any comments from the council. Hearing none, I'd like to go ahead and move on to article old business.
Wait.
Yes.
We wanted to make a statement about it.
That's what I was just asking.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Floor is yours, dear.
About the trust? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. That we've come out of an executive session. And the Minerals Council, we've decided to reinforce our trust. And basically, that's what we're working towards. So if anybody should ask you, that's what it's about.
Thank you, dear. I'll go on.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, Councilman.
I just encourage shareholders and any vested Osages, such as my daughter, who wants to be a shareholder, to Google or look at the Indian Non-Intercourse Act 25 U.S.C. number 177 and review that, and then you'll understand what the council is looking for. Thank you.
Could you repeat that?
That is the Indian Non-Intercourse Act 25 U.S. Congress 177.
Any other comments?
And I told you that you have to decide out what to say, but I don't feel we probably are actually covering the questions that people are asking. I wish we could, and I still feel bound by not being able to talk to people about it. That's just a comment on my part.
Yes, sir. Councilman.
Would it be okay with the council if Councilman Crum make that summary and give that out there?
You said it was sort of the council hall.
You provide that summary.
Okay, I'm taking my time because I am cognizant of attorney-client privilege, and I would like to remain end up here on the losing end of the vote, so I don't want to jeopardize anything by my opinion. Part of the way that's being, as Councilwoman Councilwoman Matt, said that we were looking at the trust to establish was one of the ways we're looking at it is to see whether, see what the effect was of the Osage Constitution upon the mineral estate in terms of management and, ownership and that sort of question. At this point, there's not any will being expressed to bring any kind of lawsuits with anyone over the question. But the attorney...
Here you go.
I know. But the attorney is... we asked him for guidance, and some of the guidance was that there were avenues to pursue if the Minerals Council wished to do that and decided it was appropriate. In terms of establishing that in some other fashion. The will of the council seems to be, at this time, to do further research. And if that makes any sense to you, I'll be amazed.
I'd like to make a correction.
Yes, Councilman Yates.
I mentioned my daughter, I should have said doctor.
First.
And ourselves, of course, but all Osage shareholders and Osage with the best interest in the minerals there.
Yes, sir.
But I do want to pour my $3.
Three? Wow. You've been busy.
Thank you, Councilman, is that it? Any other? I'd like to move on to item under old business. Robert Shrews of Order, Councilman Gray.
There was a question last week about a vote that we took, and we need to establish how we do business. And so we have always operated under the Robert Shrews of Order. So this resolution is to just state that we continue to use Robert's Rules of Order in the revised edition. So there was a question about one vote that we had, and we may want to open that up to a discussion because of the way the vote was and whether we count abstention votes as within the, whether it counts as when you're counting majority. So that's a question we have on the floor. So.
Yes. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I would just like to say that, you know, we have always operated under Robert's Rules of Order, and I would like for us to continue to do that. And,
with that, I would lead a little comment from Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised. There may be fewer votes cast and a number of members present, and some may choose not to vote, resulting in abstentions. Only a majority of those who actually voted is required. If, for example, there are 10 members present at a meeting, 4 vote in favor, 3 vote against, and the 4 in favor, a majority of the 7 cast votes. Therefore, it is adopted. Is there any other comments?
Just that question is covered in the revised edition.
Yes.
Did you make a motion?
Would you like that in a motion?
Yes.
For your
for my resolution. And you all have it in front of
you. The one we just got handed. Not
yes.
The one in the
Yeah, the one that just handed to you.
Yes, we have. I'll second the motion. She made a motion to follow the
Yes. I have a motion on the floor, Councilman Redford. And a second by Councilman Yates. To do the resolution adopting Robert's Rules of Order to use in all council meetings.
Question?
Opening up for questions.
Should it say revised edition?
It's a.
Well, you know, I think that if we use it, then you automatically would use the revised edition. I don't think we'll spell all this term out.
Councilor, you have any? Yes.
I know why this was brought up. So, what is that? How will the resolution that we previously, you know, had the question about, what does it do with that?
Well, I think that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
When we had our discussion afterwards, that we agreed that since it had already passed that way, that we would leave it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any other discussion? Call for a question.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman
Tishlaw?
Yes.
Councilman Grum?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Councilman.
Mr. Chairman, I
please.
Could you have the make a copy of that piece, that paragraph you just read, and attach it to the amendment or the resolution?
Mr. Brock, the order is tentative. You can give mine to the lady because it goes up here with the bottom. Yes. Well, I sure will, but yeah, I want to get aboard this. With that, I'd like to go under a minute of meetings. Would anyone like to entertain a motion to adopt our minute meetings, please?
I've got a comment on minutes, if I can do. Thank you, Chair. I believe, real quick, we talked a lot about it Friday. Lou Brock is almost verbatim minutes. I'd like to propose that we, once he's done, go ahead and get those minutes out there. Seems to me the changes are change a word from and to but, or a to and. Those small things, the flavor of what we're saying is pretty precise. So we get them out there as soon as Lou's done. He puts draft on that, a little warning on the website. Beware shareholders, these are only drafts. After chairman signs and approves, Mr. Brock removes draft and they are official then.
We'll go check our office, see what that guy's doing.
Second.
Yes, ma'am. Discussion.
I want to hear what I got to say about it. I'm sure that Lou's trying his best, and perhaps it's, I didn't read everybody's, but sometimes the word that is left out completely changes the meaning. When you're trying to do word for word and you make a mistake, it can change the entire meaning. In other words, there's one of them in here, for example, whereby they're talking about the meeting with the congresspeople. And I made a statement about how that was dangerous for us and stuff. And at the final of it, what it said was that I was in favor of having congresspeople do that. Well, there was a huge bunch of talk about how I was not in favor of that. So if you read it and accept what was there, he left out that I am not. He left out not there. And I think the Metals Council's already expressed their will about the word for word. I've always said that it is better to have a synopsis of what was said and then use the tape as the word for word. The danger I see in doing these word for word ones is just that no matter how hard he tries, he's not a trained stenographer. And he's listening to a tape and he's trying to say it word for word. And he's going to make mistakes. I've got a whole bunch of them circled up until, some months went by with nothing. And I'm just talking about my statements. I can't remember what other people said. But I have a whole bunch of them circled where what I said was not what was recorded as being said. Some of them made no sense whatsoever, which I'm sure that's not a shock to you, but they probably think that when I actually recorded
okay,
what I said.
Okay, your statements.
But some of it was not what I said, and made it where what I was saying made no sense whatsoever, because a single word or a single phrase, or you misheard a word and put in a completely foreign word in it, I don't even know what it means. Mm-hmm. So it's a problem doing it that way, and I realize we're way behind, and I want to get these caught up. If we were doing them 1 month at a time, it wouldn't be such a problem. I wonder, if in order to get caught up, I'm not against Councilman Redcorn's suggestion that we get caught up and work with them and get them out there and do them. But in order to get caught up with these, I wonder if we might take them in pieces and make sure everybody has it in for, forward. We've turned in all the revisions for that time frame and get it cleaned up. I have a bunch of them here that would take a while just for him to clean up mine. If I read them all off, it would be a while. I suspect other people might have similar things. I don't know. When looking at it, it does change the meaning of the words.
I'm kind of confused what you're getting at. I think
ma'am,
the question was...
Let me get to her.
Okay.
That's your Councilwoman Redcorn.
And going...
Excuse me, Councilwoman. Councilwoman.
We have an opportunity to go over these minutes and correct them. So I don't know why we have to go over this again. We already said we wanted verbatim minutes, and every one of us have an opportunity to go over it and change it and submit it to the secretary. So I don't know why we have to do this again.
Yes, ma'am. Councilwoman Bailey.
The verbatim minutes are fine, but I have found, and I'm concerned with exactly what Councilwoman Redcorn brought up. We each have an opportunity to, but do we? I was reading through the minutes, and I had an issue with something Councilman Yates is reported to have said, but I don't believe Councilman Yates said that. Did you find that, Councilman Yates? A mistake?
Could you refer to the...
I left my minutes at home. I left my minutes at home.
I read through, I didn't read through them all, but I read through several. And there was some that grammatical errors, maybe, wasn't exactly what I said, but I can, you know, the gist of the argument is there, and I can live with whatever, however he reported it. It's not that important.
Okay.
I'd like to get caught up. I would like to say I don't like it verbatim. I'd rather just have most minutes I see here, I've seen, are just using a summation of what's presented and a quick vote of how it was up or down. And it's very simple. Just verbatim, that's, you know, that's several pages for.
But the comment that I saw that was wrong, that you had said, pertained to an amount, and it was written in cents. And I don't think you've ever spoken about anything going for cents on the dollar. That was the mistake I found, but it escapes me what date it was on in here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Thank you, dear. And then Councilman.
I was just trying to get back to the question here. Are we asking whether we go ahead and put them on the webpage, even though they haven't been corrected in the site? These aren't the corrected ones. These are ones you can just read, and then the corrected ones we can put back on there. What are we doing here?
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
We're asking that once he's done, Lou puts them on the website with the letters draft on them. Once council chairman approves, he takes draft off, and on the website, a little warning, these are not official, so if there's any discrepancies, you can't hold the councilman or councilwoman to these because they're draft form only, they're not been approved, something to that effect. I'll give Mr. Brock that license to put that kind of language in it. My feeling, Chairman, is that in my 2 tenures as on the Mineral Council, we struggle with minutes, you know, and we're a $60 million a year oil organization, oil and gas and minerals. I think we need to get our info out quick, and by the time we get these minutes out, they could be months, and they're not even relevant anymore. So I think it'll keep us all doing what we need to do and get these minutes out there quick so our constituents can read, and they can, our constituents are very intelligent people. They can ascertain, and they'll pick up the phone and call you, hey, did you really say this? And you got your chance to call Lou and say, hey, correct this. And I don't think Lou would have a problem putting what you want in there and validating that. So that's the motion, and Chairman, I ask for the vote. There's a motion on the floor and a second.
Yes. Please the motion again.
Have Lou put the meeting minutes on the website immediately with the warning that it will be draft form.
Before I call for the question.
Does that include the past minutes we're looking at here? Okay.
Let me read off. I wrote down the dates.
Yes,
the minutes.
Please.
Okay. Who made the motion?
I did.
Okay. Did you add meeting dates of February 2nd? April 15th? You got all that?
Oh, no.
April 15th, April 20th, May 13th, May 18th, May 26th, June 10th, June 15th, July 5th, and July 15th. 2016.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Chairman Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
No.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
No.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Very good. I would just like to have one short comment. I said on the National Council, this ended up burying us before we did anything. There's my speaker right there.
Can I follow up?
I just wanted to address it real quick.
Well?
Mr. Red Eagle and I lived through this on Saturdays, no pay, no nothing. We went 700 meetings in 1 year one time. I appreciate you. Your dad was an honor for me to have you seated here.
Follow-up comment, Mr. Councilman Yates just read, I think one was February of 2016. I think that's a little bit too long to be sitting and shuffling back and forth. This is the responsible thing to do to get our shareholders aware of what's going on in the mineral estate.
Yes, sir. Thank you. With that, I'd like to move on to committee reports. Before we start, I'd just like to tell the council that the Washington Group USITI would like to reschedule to meet with you. We were going to look at meeting with you at the end of this month. They need to go to September. And then they'd like to meet with the whole council, bring their group with us to do that national website of theirs. And if that's okay, I'll call them back, so we'll see you in September.
The national website?
Yes. From the government.
From the government?
Yes.
Is that IHS?
No.
Oh, who is it?
United States. It's a new entity. Yes, sir.
ATI?
No.
No, the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative.
Yes.
EITI.
Save me, Lacey. Come on now. Throw it out there. Okay, Mr. Gittner, this is Gerald Gittner, Office of Natural Resources Review and Tribal Liaison Officer. And it is part of your U.S. Extraction Industry Transfer Initiative Data Portal. That's the actual site we're going to, and we'll be following Montana. And we're preparing some of the information, prepare it. And I actually was supposed to meet with them Friday, and they just called and said they can't be here, so we rescheduled. Yes, sir. Councilman Chisholm.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Chairman Waller, last Friday I just give a kind of a quick summary report off the top of my head on the plug-in that we had to partake in down there at Skytook, and here's what I got wrote down on paper.
Please.
On June 30th, 2016, I received a call from the Minerals Department Superintendent Lee Burnett at approximately 10:30, alerting me to the possibility of a purging gas well around the area of the Skytook Municipal Airport near the county line. Took down the information given to me and contacted the office and Chairman Waller and waited on further contact from the Minerals Department. I received another call from the Minerals Department confirming that it was indeed a purging well. Location of the well is the southeast quarter of Section 27, Township 22, Range 12 East, well number 4. Well was located in a new housing development with two homeowners that were relocated at the Osage Casino Hotel by Oklahoma Natural Gas as a safety precaution. Said well was drilled in 1925 and plugged with mud and was an old oil well. I contacted the BIA Minerals Department again and was told that emergency plugging procedure paperwork was being processed and to proceed with things on the phone at the office. Then contacted Chairman Waller and Councilman Yates, updating them on what I'd found out. After doing this, I was contacted by Lee Miller of Oklahoma Natural Gas, asking to be released from responsibility and let landowners return to their residences. Gave them their release and also sent ONG an email stating such.
My dad's counsel, and clarifying that before we had talked about sending that, I'd already met with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and approved your requirements for the Plug Emergency Plan.
And then I'd be contacting plugging contractors tomorrow, July 1st, 2016, with Chairman Waller, and proceed immediately to take care of this problem and get this well plugged and location remediated. I contacted LWS Plugging later on 7/1/16 and made arrangements with them to plug the well. Well was plugged and work completed by LWS Plugging on 7/8/16, and we're waiting on further instruction from the Minerals Department on location restoration. And I'd also like to add that one of the local television stations had been alerted to this and had came down there looking for a story, and there wasn't none. We stated we'd be out of there by that Friday, and we were. So no story. So something good we accomplished for a change.
And the landowner went outside and met them and told them that.
Yes, and the landowner too. Yeah, the landowner backed us up on that.
Thank you. Councilman.
Well, first of all, I'd like to compliment Mr. Chishawell on work. Well done, Councilman.
Thank you.
And I did suggest to him that this would be a good, positive story for us to have in our newsletter whenever it goes out.
Yes,
ma'am. So I would like for us to consider that.
And then show that neighborhood we're in.
That'd be fine. Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Councilman.
Thank you, Councilman Chishawell. I, too, felt like you handled that in a very good manner.
Thank you.
It was a difficult situation. You working with the Bureau, with our chairman, with Mr. Yates. I got some feedback from the nation's fire folks. They were down on site, emergency response.
Yes.
They also have really good comments on how this whole affair was handled. It's a difficult situation, you know, but this is, I think, the kind of acumen we want our people in Osage County to know that we are very serious about how we want to handle each and every oil and gas issue. We are responsible, and I appreciate your effort on that. And also just wanted to share with you the comments from Bobby Talchi that he was resonating the same thing as what Councilwoman Boone was saying. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Attaboy.
Thank you.
Attaboy.
Committee reports.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Would you like to go right ahead, sir?
Media committee, I'd like to, we talked about the minutes. I would like to go ahead and instruct Lou to have our newspaper out every quarter as you did, I think, in Minerals too. Put the story of Mr. Chishawell in the plugging report there. Tom looked at our report on our lawsuit. He approves from Lou. I think Lou got that. And then all updated information, daily information, will be handled on our website, which I looked at again before I came in. It's growing and it's being populated with very useful information. So two things. Update current information website. Go back, number two, go back to the giving out or sending out the newsletter on a quarterly basis along with our payment schedule. I propose that to the council.
Any other questions? Council.
We had a scholarship committee meeting last night. We had 10 applicants, and it was a tough choice. We had 10 applicants, and you know, they were tough choices. It was really good. I just can't go on about how proud I am of these Osage people that wanted to study. I call them kids, or they're grown adults. They don't practically put their kids to me. I will remind you that it's the Watanka Scholarship, and it's based on petroleum-related field of study only. And I think I caught some flack last time from some of the council members by maybe going outside of that. We didn't have a full four, you know, applying. But this time we had 10, so that kind of helped ease the choices. So at this point, we would like to announce who we chose.
Please.
We chose Blake Evans. He's probably our, he's in petroleum engineering. And I think he's a graduate student, exactly. He's attended UMass Texas. He'd been to Texas Tech University. And I think I made it this good one. Then there was Cole Brum. And he's actually in a process technology. That's very important in the oil and gas field, you know, how to process the different liquids and derivatives of oil and gas. And that's what his field of study is, upon the city. And he's also attended Northern Oklahoma College. So right now he's, I think, upon the city at a Pioneer Technology Center. And I think he's in the last of his study. We have a Brett Fugate, energy management, and I think he's a senior at the University of Oklahoma, and he's worked at, I think this one, he had an internship at Houston, passed his own degree, and he ran title orders to identify each of the working interests, royalty interests, and surface. So he definitely has hands-on experience in oil and gas already. So, and then the last one was Gabriel Vallejo. He's been, he just graduated high school. He's got 26 hours already at Tulsa Community College. And he's going into petroleum engineering. And he will be, I think, continuing at Tulsa Community College. So those are our choices, and I wish them good luck. And I think that would make a good copy, that's for, and that would make a good copy for your media.
Yes, sir. Can I take care of that? Okay. Thank you so much. Councilman Norman, Councilman Rickhorn.
Okay, I didn't quite catch the name of the second one.
Cole Brumley.
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 Brumley, okay. And then how much is the scholarships for?
$1,000.
$1,000, okay.
We're going to get to that. Don't steal my thunder yet. Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Councilman Yates, for that report. I would like to maybe chat with our summit committee and possibly consider bringing the number one candidate generally to our summit for maybe a 15-segment discussion on. And this first one we all picked, we had, I was really impressed with him. Maybe he'd be interested in coming and presenting, you know, his work in graduate school, his interest, just give us, you know, we were talking about an Osage individual that's pursuing a very difficult degree. I know that can be difficult sometimes, so I thought about all four, but maybe just the top vote getter, get him here. And have a little award deal for them. I'd like to chat with our summit folks on that end. Thank you, Chair.
Councilwoman Boone.
Question for Councilman Yates. Did you say the second gentleman was attending Ponca City Pioneer Technical School?
Yes.
Is that part of the Criteria Technical School?
That we decided it was, yes.
I mean, is that written in the application process?
I feel it is.
No, I mean, no, it's not whether you feel it is or not. Is it part of the application process?
That's what the committee agreed on.
Pioneer Tech, a technical school is okay.
Bill Brumman is our choice.
And they're certified out. Yes, Council.
Just want to clarify, is it NOC that had that program or is it Pioneer Tech?
Pioneer Tech is okay.
And I visited that school. I did presentations when I worked at ConocoPhillips in Ponca City, and they called us as engineers to go out and work with these process technology candidates. I was impressed with their instrumentation training on gas meters and those kind of elements. which I think if the Bureau comes aboard with more robust gas processing folks that I think Susan Foreman and some of us would like to see, someone coming out of that training would be a good candidate for gas validation and metering and such, because it's a very good training. There's a lot of elements on different processes, et cetera. So I think it's a broadening of our responsibilities. We talked about gas metering, gas, you know, this is something that we do. This is activities going on in the oil field right now. We had a site visit with gas metering folk 5 months ago right out here by Elko. And these gentlemen are trained in a light system to monitor and maintain those gas meters. So to me, it's a very relevant training piece and part of the whole pie here in Osage County. Thank you, Chair.
And yes, Councilwoman Harris.
To answer Councilwoman Boone's question, in the first part of the Wetumpka Scholarship, it says Osage applicants to their educational pursuits in petroleum-related field of study only. And also later on in requirements, it says be enrolled full-time in an accredited post-secondary educational program, including college, university, and or vocational school.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilwoman Irwin.
Okay. Why don't we give them $1,000 apiece?
Per semester.
Per semester, okay. Well, to me, that still isn't much money. And where does the money come from?
This comes from the S5 Timothy.
Okay. And is it being replenished?
Yes and no.
So we could soon be running out of money.
Mm-hmm. No, not unless you spend the S5 Timothy.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
The only money I know for sure, and let me know, I may have to think about this for a minute. I do know there are lease money from the lands in Kansas goes into that.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Councilman Brown.
I'd like to comment a little bit. I'm on the committee also, and I felt we had a good cross section here. The one gentleman that was suggesting come to the summit is a graduate student. We had the higher end, and we had the guy that's more entry level on it. We had two repeats. Actually, one of the questions about he's a repeat, plus another, plus we had two new ones. One college or one high school graduate, and then this gentleman is the graduate school student. There was also some very good applicants in other engineering or STEM programs that were, I mean, quality kids. One of them especially that both Andrew and Polly knew, the young man. And it boiled down to the end of us making sure that we went by the deal that said petroleum related. But that person and several others were just slightly off in not being petroleum related, but were very high quality kids. And I think we should include that in the letter.
Yes.
Traditionally, you write a letter to
yes.
them. And I would include that we were impressed with them, and that we our selection, we had high quality people directly in the right category, and so we were able to make our selections that way. I'm satisfied with them. I wish we could give away more. Councilman Irwin left the room, but this is in addition to the scholarships that they can give to the nation.
Yes, sir.
So with our $1,000 a semester are in addition to that. However, I would put out, and we have to watch it. I'm with watching the S510, not getting above what the input is into a regular entitlement, so to speak. But that was not written in stone. We started this scholarship in Notice Council 2, and we just kind of picked that number out of the air as something that would be significant and helpful to them, and that we thought we could afford. and that we would have applicants for, and that it's proven to be a very good program, I think. Actually, you know, it's something I feel that we're doing, it's a good thing.
And I think that you're adding in the STEM project is going to be very vital to us later when we look at other avenues. I know we're focused right now, but there's other items in which we're going to have our young people be involved in. We got to support. The other issue I have is that tomorrow we have a consultation meeting with the Department of Interior. There's areas that we need more administration dollars. We need more plugging dollars. But I'm specifically going to ask, I need more education dollars. This isn't enough for our kids to be competitive. And that's the whole point. Why are Osage kids being competitive? If we don't pay for them, we might as well cut our clinic down too, because we're done. We've got to save these kids.
Thank you, Chairman. Going on to the comments, I appreciate the comments from the committee. I just want to bring up one young man, and I am with Councilman Crum. I feel, you know, I wish we could hand out more, but I've been in that shoes where this young gentleman is going to OU and looking at an engineering degree, and that's a tough place to go as an Osage Indian. And this young man dances. He's a solid kid, very good grades. You know, it's just unfortunate we can't help everybody. I wish we could, but I agree with you, Councilman Crum, that we instruct our chairman to send him a letter and say, look, we appreciate you and your efforts, even though we couldn't do this for you. Because that's a very difficult stance he's in, and once you go down there, or any other candidate for engineering, I'm glad they're Osage, go to OU, that's getting into college is one thing, then you've got to prove that you can do it, and then the engineering college will pick you up. So there's another hurdle our Osage students has got to go through down there at OU if they pursue engineering. I know I've been there, I've graduated out of that college. It's a very difficult atmosphere down there, and sometimes these students don't make it. So it's a scary thought, but we need, as Osages, to continue to push for education. I'm an advocate for education. I'm sitting here on the Mineral Council. I've got a master's degree in engineering from a D1 college, and I've got a bachelor's degree from OU. I want to see more of that in our mineral activities. I want to see educated, highly progressive Osage students get involved in our mineral business. And I think we need to start with the scholarship process. We need to build and grow on that. I know because I've been there. I've worked for an oil company as an engineer. I've been down those roads, and I understand that it is difficult, the cultural things that you have to deal with, all those things, but it's time that the Osage people start utilizing our own folks. We have a gentleman here worked at CITGO for many years. You understand, it's tough to get in there, and it's tough to stay.
Very tough.
And we want more of you. We want young people, and acknowledge them and get them in those colleges and bring them back and let them handle the business of the Osage Minerals. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Councilman Yates.
If I can make a motion to accept the applicants as awarded a paint scholarship for the fall semester 2016.
Yes, sir.
Named Blake Evans, Cole Brumley, Brett Fugate, and Gabriel Leo.
I second that.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Yates, second by Councilman Redcoin, to approve the four choices recommended by committee for education scholarships with dying cut. Without any discussion, let's call for questions.
Councilman Redcoin?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Fishelaw?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other efforts under committee reports? With that, I'm sure entertain a motion to adjourn.
I have a question.
That's not what I asked.
It's about adjournment. Should we just take a recess until our attorney gets here, or should we go ahead and adjourn and just...
Now, I want to adjourn this meeting, please.
I make a motion to adjourn.
That'd be so hard.
Second.
Well, I want to ask, I just have to get all the little things I need to know.
Ms. Bain.
Ms. Bain.
Motion on floor, Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilwoman Bain. Motion to adjourn.
I'll be here just any time, probably next 30 minutes.
Yes.
Councilman Hanks?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bain?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwell?
Yes.
Councilman Tom?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes. Thank you all.
Andrew.